I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The faculty senate at Grambling State University has given a no-confidence vote for interim president Cynthia Warrick, and they're seeking her immediate dismissal. GSU faculty senate president Dr. Herbert Simmons Jr. say that they are disappointed Warrick hired several administrators at a six-figure salary when the university faces a $3.7 million deficit.
That became a concern, and we tried to talk to the president about this, and of course it was to no avail.
Calls to Grambling's administration seeking comment were not returned. Simmons says that Warrick has made significant decisions regarding pay as well as teacher workloads without consulting faculty.
We expect to be consulted when it comes to matters of that nature, but apparently there was a different opinion about that.
A committee has been set up to find a permanent president for the Lincoln Parish University. April is the goal to name a new leader. An early influx of people heading to doctor's offices shows that the flu is getting an early start this year. KEDM's Ashley Lyons hears from a state official.
Flu activity is on the increase in Louisiana, according to the State Department of Health and Hospitals. Frank Welch, medical director for the immunization program, says the state typically gets a late start on flu activity, but not this year.
Our influenza activity is just about at the regional baseline, but that's higher than we typically have seen in the past few years.
He says there is no real reason why the flu is more active in Louisiana this year in comparison to recent years. It appears at this point the flu is broadly broken out all over the state.
We don't have any real epicenters yet, but all over Louisiana are now reporting what we call moderate activity, so it's pretty much everywhere.
Welch claims the strain of flu that seems to be dominant this year is one that is captured by the flu shot. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The National Rifle Association and deep-pocketed groups affiliated with wealthy conservatives have bombarded Louisiana with more than $3 million in advertising, mailers, and phone calls since Election Day to sink Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu in Louisiana's runoff. The NRA's political arm lends spending, pumping more than $1.1 million into the showdown between Landrieu and Republican Representative Bill Cassidy. A USA Today tally, a federal election record, shows those numbers. Americans for Prosperity, tied to billionaire industrialist Charles and Davis Koch, has spent more than $900,000. A third group called Ending Spending Action Fund and created by TD Ameritrade founder Joe Ricketts has spent more than $822,000. Officials with the NRA and Americans for Prosperity said that they could dump more into Louisiana in the weeks ahead as Republicans and their allies work to increase the GOP majority in the incoming Senate.